You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Originally from Lawrence, Kansas, and now in the Big Apple. That was talented pianist Addison Fry, bringing us into a new episode of Neon Jazz with the 2014 song A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, off his album called Intentions.
What Disney film is that from?
Oh, man. It just sounds a lot like Little Mermaid or something like that.
No, it's older than that. Cinderella.
That's right. It is Cinderella. We are some unromantic dudes here.
Not Beepin' Slooty or Cinderfella. Cinderella.
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 Yes.
I'll do the mice if you like, but maybe we better not.
The cat? I'll be the cat. You can be the mice. All right. So this cat really does infuse energy and innovative artistry into all of his musical endeavors. Digging the New York City vibes these days, he began as a kid playing piano and professionally by the age of 10 in local restaurants around the flavor-rich Lawrence area. And then the prizes began coming in. His first prize was in the 2012 Jacksonville Jazz Piano Competition as the youngest competitor, and from there they just kept mounting. And in a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Addison said this about what winning all of those competitions has really meant for him.
Jazz is a personalized, expressive thing, and it's hard to quantify that and, you know, assign people places and all in one sense. But on the other hand, some of these piano competitions really are a positive resource for getting to meet other pianists. I know it kind of helped me meet more folks from around the country and around the world that I wouldn't have met otherwise.
He is a 2014 summa cum laude graduate from the prestigious University of North Texas Jazz Studies program, and he immediately went on to tour with the six-time Grammy-nominated UNT 1 O'Clock Lab Band. And from that point on, he has been one busy cat, whether in the Midwest or in the capital of the world of jazz, playing a steady stream of gigs, giving the world his honest blend of straight-up piano jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of plenty of restless souls loving the bright lights in this town here of ours, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Moving our way forward to give you the finest music from one of America's finest inventions.
Jazz.
Jazz, baby. Here's the cool English composer and bandleader Henry Bidgood and his broadcasters in tow with the tune Should I off a CD compilation called The Popular Music of the 20s and 30s next on The Big Show.
How I feel, should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath that pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat that sweetest story told? Should I entreat, would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Thank you.
Hi, this is Joanne Weaver, and you're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was jazz saxophonist, educator, and bandleader Joe Manis with the 2015 song Broadway off his album The Golden Mean. This cat is known for his intense, updated take on the gloriousness of Rollins and Train in their tradition. He was the recipient of the 2013 Oregon Arts Commission Individual Artist Fellowship, and along with a good run in the studio, he has performed with The Temptations, comedian Bob Newhart, Wayne Newton, the George Colligan Quartet, and many, many more. He's also presented jazz masterclasses around the country, and is typical for a lot of these jazz cats that are knee-deep in the industry, he's always busy, and for good reason. From the horn of the cool and talented alto sax man Paul Desmond, here he is in 1966 with the song That Old Feeling off his EP, Easy Living. And Is It Ever, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. my person, tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Domino, Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
That was one of the finest improv and in-demand guitarists in jazz, Mary Halverson, with her septet with the 2013 song Butterfly Orbit No. 32 off her album Illusionary Sea.
Is there a series?
I was wondering about 31.
Well, 33 be coming up within the next few shows.
Cocoon number 9. There's so many ways you can go with that. It's just kind of a origami of color just splaying everywhere.
That's a good description of some of the improv jazz.
That's right. It's the Illusionary Sea. She has been active in New York City since 2002 after a good dose of jazz studies at Wesleyan University and the New School. Following 3 years of study with visionary composer and saxophonist Anthony Braxton, she became an active member of several of his bands, including his trio, septet, and a 12+1 tet, what I would like to call the 13th tet, possibly.
I guess that would work.
It's lucky and unlucky in the same breath.
There's like a three-lettered or four-lettered prefix for 13, is there?
You would think there would be.
Oct, you know, and sept, and except 13.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's that fear of the elevator that crept in, I guess. Straight from the heart of London and with a jazz voice and a name you will not forget. Here's Kitty LaRoar with the tune Bye Bye Blues off her demo, Lucky Victims. Dig it.
Smiling. Hi, it's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was fusion trombone man Robin Eubanks, joined by the Metal Image. Not metal. That was fusion trombone man Robin Eubanks, joined by the Mental Image, with the 2001 tune Reunion off the album Get to It. Robin comes from some jazz royalty. He is the brother of guitarist Kevin Eubanks and trumpeter Dwayne Eubanks. And his uncles are pianist Ray Bryant and bassist Tommy Bryant. This guy had no pressure growing up. Since the 1980s, this Philadelphia native has been at it. He first played with Slide Hampton, Sun Ra, and Stevie Wonder, and then moved on and played with the jazz drummer Art Blakey and in the band of jazz drummer Elvin Jones. This cat moved on from royalty to pure legendary status. From the Gary McFarland Legacy Ensemble, we bring you the song Sandpiper off a 2015 album that's very tasty called Circulation, the Music of Gary McFarland, next on The Big Show. Thank you.
This is Harold O'Neill from Kansas City, currently residing in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented New York-based drummer and Grammy nominee Matt Wilson with the 2014 song Blue Pepper, Far East of the Blues, off the album As Wave Follows Wave, and Does It Ever. Matt is universally recognized for his musical and melodic drumming, along with his skills as a composer, a bandleader, a producer, and a teacher. And most recently, he performed at the White House as a part of an all-star jazz group for a state dinner hosted by President Obama. He has been on over 250 150 CDs as a sideman, and he's released 14 others as a leader. As we get close to the end of this episode of Neon Jazz, here's singer and pianist Buddy Greco.
Armando Greco, my man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's got a lot of energy. Whenever I hear Bill Murray doing his lounge act, or whenever I hear anybody kind of doing their lounge act thing, I think a lot of them are channeling Buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good old Armando. Here's the tune People Will Say We're in Love off the 2015 CD Midnight Jazz.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Yeah, blow. Yep. Start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say
Again, that was the cool Buddy Greco with the song People Will Say We're in Love. And the bed of music below us is Bobby Broom from 1981 with the song She's My Reason. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man who was born to run with the mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I'm running, passing that thing off like a baton as I get older here.
That's right. Like what you heard, well, let us know. We can't hear you, but you can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jazz.